very, very difficult.
Did you see, and the statistic that they had on the TV yesterday, 24 of 28 teams who win the game one in the NL Division Series win the series. 24 of 28. So Cubs are going to have a big mountain to climb. Big one.
All right, 866-RON-0-FEZ. 866-RON-0-FEZ. What are the games today?
The games today, we got the White Sox versus the Rays at the Rays.
What time?
2:37.
Fez, you going to be there for that game?
No, I am not going to make that game.
Rooting against your home team again, huh?
Well, I just can't make it to St. Petersburg in time.
I'm trying to go back to the original bit here. You have been anti-Rays all summer long. And now here they are in the playoffs. Tampa Bay is baseball city now, as they're calling it. And it's time for you to hop on that bandwagon. All right, looking around for the Ichiban.
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 By the way, I know somebody who burned up her Cubs hat yesterday. One loss.
Jeez Louise.
And burns up her little C Cub hat. Tony. Tony, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hey, Ronnie B.
Yes, sir.
Got your Ichiban for you.
Looking for
Don
the Ichiban.
Don Wickland.
Yeah.
Don Wiki Wicklund, last man standing down at XM.
Don Wiki Wicklund is the, what I'd like to call, heart and soul, as well as spine, as the entire satellite radio game. He was there at the beginning, and he'll be there, I believe, after the nuclear holocaust. So I am not even worried for a second about Wiki. All right, my friend?
All right.
Take care. He is Fezzy. He's always on the cutting edge, that man.
Well, he's a survivor.
Yeah. Here is Dan. Dan, you're on Ron and Fez.
Hi, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Philadelphia, I got the Ichiban.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Phillies win the first playoff game in 15 years, Game 5 of the World Series in 93.
93, and I'm finally, here we are 15 years later, and they're back. They're back winning again.
That's it. They are the toast of the National League.
Well, you know, they're really rocking the red, white, and blue yesterday. It looked like Team America out there. You had to love them. Well, look who it is. It's our old buddy who we had planned his own Warren Sapp for today. We had a special guest, and we were going to bring in Blowhard and let him play What's My Line with her, and it all fell apart. But here he is on the show today, the Blowhard. How are you, sir?
That is so nice. Thank you. I hope you can do whoever it was.
Well, first of all, I know it's one of your all-time favorite people.
Yeah, but Julia Child is dead, so that rules her out.
Well, yeah, you got me there.
Not necessarily.
Bringing the corpse of Julia Child. Blowhard, what's on your mind today?
All right, 70s? I want to knock the wheels off this Cubs bandwagon.
Really?
I think America, you look at all the pundits, all the talk show hosts, the press. I see people in Brooklyn walking around with Cubs hats. Now, let's be honest about this. I have friends in Chicago, and they tell me that if you're a serious baseball fan, you go to the South Side. All you have in Wrigley Field is a tourist attraction, a beer garden, and a place to work on your tan. I don't want to see this team win. I love Lou Piniella, and yes, Ron Santo belongs in the Hall of Fame, but these people are not deserving. The real baseball in Chicago is the White Sox.
Now, I used to feel the same way from you, and I really think a lot of it came from WGN playing day games around the country, and all of us have been drunk in the middle of the afternoon watching Cub games. And some people, fall into that because the Cubs have also got the thing of, the seventh inning celebrity coming and saying, but I was at a game last year in Chicago, first one I'd been to in many, many years. And I have to tell you, Blowhard, it was a hell of a good time. And I didn't see people just drinking. I saw people paying attention to the ball game.
It's like going to Oktoberfest, but they never usually play in October. Like I said,
Septemberfest.
It's just ridiculous how everybody's just jumping on this team and they're the greatest team. And, I really think that the story of the year is definitely the Tampa Bay Rays. They're the 69 Mets all over again. They're going to surprise a lot of people. Trust me on that.
Well, when you win the American League East, I don't think you're going to surprise anyone that you're a good ball team.
How amazing that they knocked off the Yankees and the Red Sox for the division. Nobody gave them a chance.
No, I mean, nobody even saw it coming.
Nobody.
So, yeah, I don't see that as being I don't even see them as being a Cinderella team. I would say going into this, they're going in as the front runner. Their only problem is they've got no October experience. But other than that, best ball team out there. You win the American League East, you're a bad son of a